The Planetary Defense Conference is meeting this week at the High Country Conference Center. We have about 250 people coming from all over the world to talk about how would you look for an asteroid that could hit the Earth and what would happen if it did hit the Earth.
That's pretty topical right now because of what happened in Russia recently. And I guess you're going to have a little bit of a breakdown on what occurred in that event.
That's right. We have a number of people coming to the conference, both from Russia and also people from the U.S. and other places who've been to Russia in the last few weeks or last month and gone to the ground, gone to see the impact sites and picked up the meteorite pieces and talked to eyewitnesses and looked at the measurements that people have made to understand what happened in Russia on February 15th. This is the best example that we could have imagined. And fortunately, nobody was severely injured or killed in Russia, so we can enjoy the aftermath of it from a scientific point of view.
Here in northern Arizona, we have our own historic event, Meteor Crater. Many people are familiar with the concept of asteroids and meteors hitting the Earth and the damage they can cause. How much danger are we really in with the strike of an asteroid, a comet, a meteor, or other debris?
I'll tell you the scary fact first, which is that the Earth gets hit every day by asteroids. But those are mostly very small asteroids, and they burn up in the atmosphere. You see a shooting star or something, and it never hits the ground. Those are asteroids that might be the size of your desk. And they fly in through the atmosphere, they burn up, and that's the end of the story. They look nice. Slightly bigger asteroids might fly through the atmosphere and a small piece might hit the ground, but still there's no real danger. It's only the bigger and the much bigger guys that are really the issue. So the one that hit in Chelyabinsk, that was about the size of a school bus, and this one actually didn't hit the ground. It exploded in the atmosphere, and the damage was not caused by an impact onto the ground, but by a shock wave in the atmosphere from the explosion, and it knocked over a couple buildings, and mostly it broke a lot of windows, and people went to the window to look at the explosion in the air and got lacerations on their face from broken glass, which of course is what I would have done also. Go to the window and look at that thing. And then even bigger objects that come all the way through the atmosphere hit the ground. Then you have an explosion on the ground that could cause severe damage. Meteor Crater was caused by an asteroid that was about 50 meters across, so it would fit inside the sky dome quite easily, and it made this big hole in the ground and made life very unpleasant for anybody who was living near Meteor Crater 50,000 years ago. And then even bigger objects would be city killers or civilization destroyers. The other side of this is that the small ones hit very frequently and the big ones hit very infrequently. So you can think that as the danger increases, the risk of the impact decreases. And the question is, how do we prepare for these different kinds of things? Okay, there's nothing to do to prepare for the smallest ones. But the medium-sized ones, like in Chelyabinsk, we predict that happens every 100 years, which could mean it happens every 10, 20, 30, 50 years. And if it had been slightly bigger or hit some more slightly different, it could have really caused much more damage than it did. We were pretty fortunate. And then bigger ones that could definitely cause damage, well, if it's only every 1,000 years, okay, maybe we shouldn't worry today, but it's any day out of 1,000 years that this thing could hit us.
Just like the 100-year flood or the 100-year wildfire.
Exactly. There's no promise that even if it happened last year, that you get another 100 years to be safe. It could happen again next year. It's only on the average over many, many, many centuries that you can say, oh, it's about every 100 years.
I understand that there is an NEO shield that people are looking into. Is there really a way to shield the Earth?
NEO shield is not a thing. It's a group of people who are planning for what to do if an asteroid were coming towards us. So we're not yet at the point that we're deploying missiles and we have lasers in space and all this stuff, but they are developing the plans. If you called up the White House and said, an asteroid is coming and you have 2 weeks, I'm sure that somebody in Washington, D.C. has, okay, if it's 2 weeks, we're going to do this. If it's 2 months, we're going to do this. If it's 2 years, we're going to do this. I'm sure there are plans that have been laid out, and NEO shield is working to refine those plans based on things that we're learning every day.